Some places are hard to reach. You might need a car, boat, or plane to get there. Depending on the season here, all three might work or might not. It just depends on the weather. It's quite a story of linking two communities, and it's next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Madeline Island is a part of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore in northern Wisconsin. It once had a different name.
Manawana Conning was the name, and Chief White Crane lived in the 1700s. His daughter, Ekwe Siwe, married Michael Cadotte, a French fur trader. White Crane decided to christen her Madeline and then named the island after her as a wedding gift.
Paul Brody shares the story from his sailboat that navigates the waters of Lake Superior near that island. Today, a ferry transports people and cars from Bayfield to the homes and businesses on Madeline Island.
The ferry has to stop running at some point in time, but generally sometime in late January, it starts to freeze up out here.
And when the ferry cannot bust the ice any longer, other means of connecting the island to the mainland are used.
Sometime in about mid to late February, it's iced up enough to either get the wind sled going for a few weeks while it's getting thicker. When it's about 3 feet thick or so, they open a road.
Paul mentioned a wind sleigh can be used. He says it's kind of like a boat on the Florida Everglades, except it's going over ice.
It has a big propeller in the back. It's not a boat, but it's a contraption that allows about 15 to 20 people to sit inside in a heated compartment and be brought across over on the ice.
And when the ice is thick, that trail is a county road, maintained on the ice.
For a few weeks, maybe up to a month, there'll be an ice road available for the people on Madeline Island and people on Bayfield to go to visit Madeline.
Paul worked for the school district, and one of the interesting stories is how they take care of students living on that island in the winter. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Bayfield, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.